The Show Us the Jobs tour is traveling through 8 states, including Wisconsin. 51 people are on the bus representing each state and the District of Columbia. They've lost their jobs, their savings, and in some cases, their homes. The tour is sponsored by the AFL. The Show Us the Jobs tour is traveling through 8 states, including Wisconsin. 51 people are on the bus representing each state and the District of Columbia. They've lost their jobs, their savings, and in some cases, their homes. The tour is sponsored by the AFL-CIO and Working America. A spokesperson with Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce says it's an election time event and political stunt. Anyway, Jim Pugh says employment is picking up in Wisconsin.
We're seeing GE Medical putting a new headquarters in just outside of Milwaukee. We've got plants that are expanding. The economy is picking up, and it's not because of bus tours. It's because businesses are growing and expanding because we're having increased economic activity. President Bush led the charge to cut taxes, and those types of things are real, and they're meaningful, and they're helping Wisconsin families.
The job scene hasn't picked up for people on the bus like Ronald Larson. Larson is from Milwaukee and a former IT specialist. Larson was a senior help desk worker before his employer downsized.
I've had like 15 jobs in the last 2 years. None of them have been full-time or none of them have been very long-lasting. Most of them are 30 to 60 days. No benefits, no overtime pay. It's caused me to go through my life savings, my wife's savings, our IRA. We've completely lost everything, and we're just hanging on by a thread.
Larson says people must realize the seriousness of job loss. The bus tour left St. Louis Wednesday and will stop in 18 cities, including La Crosse, Manitowoc, and Milwaukee. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.